Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turflinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on that platform. Also, before I get to the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. The first one is a bit basic. Women will always love the hairstyle of the guy on the top and on the bottom. They will bang the one on the top but settle for the bald fat guy in the picture above, only to divorce him, and then go back to the guy on the bottom. I say scrub both guys out of the pictures, but keep the original text there, because women just don't care about guys' social status that much. Number two is the new normal at football games. Gargantuan-sized cheerleaders trying to blind the visiting team, as well as the audience. It seems to be all about trying to condition people in the stands what the new acceptable beauty standard is. As if humans could be programmed to find fat fabulous. Going woke like this probably means season ticket holders will cancel their tickets for the next year. Also, none of these women could get more than an inch off the ground, and their team was losing, so they were trying to destroy the field with their hooves, it seems. Up next, this guy wins Simp of the Year. He asked Kim to be the mother of his baby doll for a school project, and she accepted. 7 years later, he has the opportunity to support her real daughter as a stepfather. He says, "Thank you, Kim, for giving me a chance, even if it took only 7 years. This guy is just a backup plan and will be replaced when she finds somebody better." Captain Sabaho here thinks this is a win. Number four, you need to be careful who you have kids with, because she can use them against you and tie you up and pull all the strings in your life. Even if they don't use the kids against you as leverage, over time they'll still most likely try and turn them against you, because they want to be seen as the better parents and have a closer bond. Up next is an image that proves that both the left and the right hate men. One group wants to castrate us and make us infertile, and the other wants to remove enough meat so we're never satisfied in bed, and so we're more productive in our jobs. Both groups are trying to control men through their genitals. Many think that having a trad wife means the woman on the left, but it's usually nothing but. Number six, we have the perfect way to stop feminism. All we have to do is make the doors thin enough so the fatties can't even fit sideways. Of course, this won't stop feminism because all women are feminists. It's just that feminism is female nature fully on display and out of control. And Gorgoth the Destroyer doesn't have a monopoly on that. Number seven, if you miss going to Coachella this year, don't buy a ticket for next year, because you know she'll be waiting for you. She's ready to slobber all over your schwing-schwang when you're drunk and have no idea she's doing it. Egad. It's like having the female version of Gollum go down on your gonads. Moving on, we have a woman complaining that her husband got drunk and said that she was the hottest girlfriend he'd ever had. She corrected him by saying that she was his wife. He responded back by saying, "Oh my god, that's awesome." She's not really pissed off that he got drunk and said that. She's probably more pissed off because she's the hottest. That means that she probably could have done much better than him. That's what she was probably thinking. Either that or this never happened and she just wants attention. Number 9, we have Ben Affleck and his beau J-Lo. And he walks her to the car and slams the door after she gets in. Maybe he just passed the shit test and showed her that he's pissed off for her doing something. Or he's pissed off that he's being followed by photographers. Whatever the reason, Benny ain't happy. This next one explains perfectly what's going on with Affleck. It says that a relationship is only at stake if the female is unhappy. And that people aren't ready for that talk, though. Clearly, J-Lo doesn't look upset at all. In fact, she's probably enjoying Benny's anger and frustration, because it proves to her that he's emotionally invested in their relationship. Number 11 is an image showing you the difference between a Republican and a Democrat woman. Notice under the Democrat woman, the man part of woman is highlighted in blue. Nice touch. Also look on the bright side, neither are fats. Both are a trap for a man, including the actual trap. In reality, way more Republican women are overweight and obese like a hambeast. The way to go is neither. And speaking of obesity, it looks like Amber Turd is trying to keep that condition away now that she's a single mother in Spain, trying to find a man that'll make it rain. Money, that is. She has just recently quit Hollywood, but it's more like Brokeback Mountain, and she didn't know how to quit Hollywood, and that in fact it's Hollywood that quit her. Number 13 shows us the danger of the internet when it comes to creating narcissists with cooches. The simps keep feeding egos and pocketbooks of women like Anu, and one man mentions that she's only in the mid-beauty range. She can't believe it and probably thinks that she's a supermodel with her freckles, wide face, and big ears. She's a plain Jane that looks like a white Will Smith, but probably expects a man with his own plane. Are we sure this isn't a 13-year-old boy that grew his hair out too long? Up next, we have a woman that has gone viral showing off her mom bod after she had a kid. She says that she was petite, and then when she got pregnant, her son filled her out. She can't even take accountability for gaining all that weight, and notice how she blames her son, the male baby. It's never a woman's fault. Now let's see her go viral when she has a second kid and gets even bigger. Moving on, it's that time of year again, Pride Month, when all the corporations start to make all their logos rainbow color to raise their ESG scores, and sell scores of stuff to suckers that think they're all about them. I just got a VPN, maybe I'll connect using Dubai for the next month or so I don't see any of this. We need a straight Pride Month, but I guess not, because that would be transphobic. Number 16 is an image illustrating just how difficult it is for women to find a good man that's under 40, unmarried of any race, that's at least 6 feet tall, not obese, and makes over 100k per year. 0.35% is the number. So you can understand why women want the top 0.1%, because this graphic doesn't show gay men, and it would probably drop below 0.1% if that were the case, or almost zero. Number 17, we have a scary image showing us how many women have to settle for rich and powerful men that look like that. But in all honesty, she's probably too old for him. He should be going for an 18-year-old. She's not attracted to him, but what he can do for her. We'll probably see Leonardo DiCaprio pictures like this in another 15 to 20 years too. Up next, we have a clueless communist cooch that wants to smash capitalism on her $1,200 Mac while drinking $7 Starbucks. The evil patriarchal capitalism has to be smashed so that women like her can be liberated from having to slave all day in front of a hot computer that's sitting on their laps. This woman wouldn't survive 1 week under communism and would probably get sent to a gender-neutral gulag, because she's a useful idiot. Number 19 is a woman that almost nailed her Supergirl photo. Watch until the end if you want to know how Dylan Mulvaney will look in a Supergirl costume for Halloween. Superman is known as the Man of Steel, but it looks like trans Supergirl has balls of steel. Moving on, we have a woman inviting a boy over for a bit, because she's home alone. But he doesn't want to come over because he's a high-value man that just loaded a ranked game, and he's going for the gold. She's shocked and unhappy. She sure is pretty, but odds are she's bad in bed, and he's chat on steroids. You know, he's probably really smashing somebody else right now that's better looking than her, and she's probably home alone because her hubby's at work and the kids are at school. Number 21, we have a post-wall 37-year-old woman that requires you to write a 500-word essay to date her, and says not to waste your time. It just shows you how many thirsty simps out there willing to fall for this shit test and send her their letters. Meanwhile, I'm sure all the chat has to do is send her a picture, because after all, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So clearly 500 words is only halfway there. I think I'll send her something written by ChatGPT myself. What is she? Harvard. Up next, we have a woman that just discovered her pussy pass. She has amnesia, so she probably doesn't remember what happened in the past. So she constantly gets to rediscover that simps are willing to pay her way with nothing more than the hope of getting to smash her. Number 23 is your ideal woman that went to the Virginia Military Institute. She's 6'8", 250 pounds of pure muscle. Only eats beef and wants to bear children the size of Vikings. She's looking for a very compact man to ride on her shoulders so that she looks cool. If you do get into bed with her, remember the safe word, or she might smother you. She's got a great sense of humor, but the only pure muscle on her is that future beer belly. Moving on is the woman that Elon Musk hired to be the CEO of Twitter. Just kidding. This is an AI-generated Japanese girl making the rounds after he revealed it would be a woman replacing him. I hope that us MGTOWs don't get bumped out of Twitter by those airbags. People think that Elon was responsible for posting that AI-generated CEO, but he wasn't, and the real CEO was a member of the World Economic Forum, so we might have a lot to fear at this point. Finally, this last one is of Keanu Reeves having to prove that he's not the father of four kids by giving a court his DNA sample to prove that he isn't the father. She wanted $3 million a month in spousal support, and he claims that he'd never even met her before. Even with the tests, I'm sure that the woman will still believe that the children are his. In her mind, she didn't lie, and the lab must have mixed up the results, and the babies belong to Keanu. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.